Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Our reading today is from Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Things weren't looking very good for God's people when these words of God were recorded. The once blessed nation of Israel was barely even a shell of its former self. Only the kingdom of Judah remained, and it had all but completely fallen away from God. As a result, God allowed the mighty Babylonian Empire to begin its conquest of Judah. The Babylonians had taken into exile Judah's leaders, along with the most influential of its society. Among those who hadn't yet been carried into exile in Babylon was a prophet named Jeremiah. God instructed him to write a letter to those exiles. In that letter, God told his people that Babylon would be their home away from home for no less than 70 years. But after those 70 years were up, he would bring his people back to their native land. He had greater things in store for them. I know the plans I have for you, God said. That faithful remnant of God's people couldn't see it at the time, yet they had hope in the future that God held in his hands. In that future was a baby boy who would be born in Bethlehem, grow up in Galilee, die on a cross outside of Jerusalem, and rise again from his tomb. In that future, the long-promised Savior would win for them forgiveness and eternal life. In that future was a permanent home, not on earth, but with God forever in heaven. The hope of a future in God's hands is yours as well. Maybe you feel like an exile struggling to see past the here and now. Disappointments and failures, guilt over the wrongs you've done and regret over the good you didn't do, dreams unrealized and goals unmet, all have a way of focusing us on the present. But the present here on earth isn't our home. God has greater things in store for us, a permanent home with him for ages unending, thanks to the salvation won by Jesus in his death and resurrection. That hope and future is yours through faith in Jesus. And it changes your present. You are a redeemed child of God today. You can call on him and he will hear you today. You can seek and find him in the pages of his word today. There he will strengthen you when you need it the most, with the assurance that in Jesus you have that sure hope of an eternal future with him. Jesus, lead us on till our rest is won. Heavenly leader, still direct us, still support, console, protect us, till we safely stand in our fatherland. Amen. May God bless your day.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.